From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta are hunkering in basements and bomb shelters, trying to survive the intense bombardment of their besieged, rebel-held enclave. Video uploaded to social media show a man picking up the body of a child wrapped in a blanket off the back of a truck and clutching it. More than 300 have been killed in the past 4 days. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We have documented that over the past 2 weeks, at least 1,200 civilian casualties have been documented. This includes people who were injured and people who have been killed.
The UN Security Council is to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appalled by the carnage.
I am deeply saddened by the terrible suffering of the civilian population in eastern Ghouta, 400,000 people that live in hell on earth.
Meanwhile, Turkey warned pro-regime forces they face serious consequences for entering the northwest Afrin region of Syria to help Kurds fight the Turks. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram from a school in Yobe State have been rescued by the army in Nigeria. Insurgents attacked the school Monday. Several girls are still missing. Bucky Horobare, leader of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, formed after the mass abduction of girls from Chibok School 4 years ago.
It's not enough to bring people back, or the girls back, or other people back. What is important is schools must be safe, schools must be protected enough to prevent any abduction of innocent, young, naive girls.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram blame for some 20,000 deaths over 9 years. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, the opposition said it will boycott the April 22nd presidential vote, calling it fraudulent and illegitimate, citing unfair conditions. Opposition leader Angel Oropeza said those unfair conditions include the timing of the election and a ban on some opposition candidates from running. Jennifer McCoy is a Venezuela analyst at Georgia State University.
Generally, boycotts are not effective in creating the change that the opposition desires when they boycott.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro has called for snap elections for the opposition-controlled National Assembly a full 2 years ahead of schedule. America's best-known Protestant evangelist Billy Graham has died. He was 99, a counselor to presidents. Graham preached to hundreds of millions around the world in a career that spans 70 years. Grant Wacker, professor emeritus at the Duke Divinity School and an author of a book about Graham, was asked what Graham would see as his lasting legacy.
If you were to ask him that question in the days when he was able to deal with such questions, he would say 3 million people committed their lives to Christ. And that's the main legacy.
President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted, "There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions. A very special man." Two French soldiers were killed Wednesday when their vehicle struck an improvised explosive device in northeast Mali near the borders of Niger and Burkina Faso. France has deployed thousands of troops to Africa's Sahel region, part of an operation to go after Islamist militants. An apparent suicide bomber threw an explosive device at the U.S. Embassy in Podgorica, capital of the Balkan country of Montenegro, Thursday, before blowing himself up. The device appears to have been a hand grenade. There were no reports of casualties or major damage. President Donald Trump met Wednesday at the White House with students who survived last week's Florida high school massacre, suggesting that arming teachers might prevent future such attacks.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun.
Mr. Trump also pledged to tighten background checks for gun buyers and considering raising the age for buying certain types of weapons. The attack at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School left 17 dead. A 19-year-old former student has been charged with the murders. U.S. stocks closed lower Wednesday after the U.S. Central Bank warned of possible future interest rate hikes to stem inflation. The benchmark Dow Jones Index fell nearly 170 points to 24,797. The Federal Reserve's notes from a late January meeting suggest the stronger economy has increased the likelihood a gradual upward trajectory of the federal funds rate would be appropriate. Meanwhile, sales of existing homes fell sharply in January. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.